You'll remember that when we were beside the church, we saw another palace with the same name. The Urkithu family was one of the most powerful in the valley, and their descendants, direct or by marriage, owned a fair number of properties in Ilorio. This one, which used to be the mother tower house of the lineage, now belongs to a bank. It still has its old stone walls inside, while the outside is similar to the other Baroque-style palaces in the town. The tower at the back forms a bridge over the river and joins the palace with the garden. If you observe the coat of arms, you will see that it has a ribbon carved on it and supported by the mouths of two dragons, a design that is repeated on the coats of arms in the town. The new owners respected the facade and part of the interior walls, but needless to say, they adapted the building to its new function. This family, as with the others, originally came from a farmstead in the valley and settled in the town in order to take advantage of the benefits and freedom of trade that the town's surroundings did not enjoy. They devoted themselves particularly to the manufacture of iron, while not ignoring other kinds of merchandise. Not only did they export, but they also imported, and this is why some branches of the family set up in the 16th and 17th centuries in Andalusia, from where merchant ships sailed out to the American continent. In Andalusia, the Basques founded companies and guilds, made matrimonial bonds, managed to amass enormous fortunes, and even some obtained noble titles and became important members of the royal court. We won't be able to stop at all the palaces in Ilorio, there are so many, but we will do so at the next one. Here it is beside us, the first on the right. Can you see it? It is the Thiasolo Palace.